This is the Mosh Pit Backstage podcast for punk, metal, and rock interviews and segments.
Hey everybody, this is Brad Arnold from the band Three Doors Down, and you're listening to the Mosh Pit on CN.
Hey everyone, this is Stefan from the Mosh Pit on Sin. On the line we have a gentleman from the Mississippi United States rock band Three Doors Down. In March, the band released their sixth album, Us in the Dark. Brad Arnold, the singer of Three Doors Down, welcome to Mosh Pit.
What's up, man? How you doing today?
Doing absolutely great. Thank you for being on the show. Brad, where are we calling you from at the moment?
I am actually in Nashville, Tennessee today. I'm at home today enjoying some time off.
Okay, so you're feeling the country vibe, the country music vibe?
Yeah. You know, actually, I live on a farm outside of Nashville. My wife races horses, so we have a place for horses here, and I have a place to get out back and ride ATVs and hunt and just be outside. That's where I love to be.
Does the country music influence Three Doors Down?
Not too much. You know, I grew up listening to country music some. But I grew up listening to kind of a little bit of everything. I'm the youngest of seven kids, and so I just listen to whatever my brothers and sisters are listening to.
Well, congratulations on the new album, Us in the Dark. So how's it feel to have it out, and what has the reaction been?
Oh, man, you know, it's been great. The record's doing good, and everybody seems to be liking the songs, and man, we're thrilled with it. You know, it'll keep us busy for the next couple of years and hopefully bring us back down there to see you guys.
So, what would you say is the theme of the record, you know, with the lyrics as well as the sound?
Well, you know, we want to be positive in the things that we put out there. And even some songs that kind of seem a little dark or a little down, you know, we want people to be able to identify with the songs and get something. You know, we don't want them to just know what we're saying. We want them to be able to take it and translate it to their own lives, and that's something we've always tried to do. But you know, this record is a little more lighthearted in some ways. You know, it has some serious things on it, but at the same time, you know, we went into the studio and we had a good time writing this record. You know, we've had a lot of ups and downs through this band's career, and I can thankfully say that we're in one of the best places that we've ever been right now, and we're just really enjoying ourselves. And I think it kind of shows on this record.
Now, you have a music video for In the Dark, which features RJ Mitt from Breaking Bad. So how did this come about?
Well, you know, the director wrote that video, and he said, you know, if you will use this, treatment for the video, we can get RJ Mitt to come be in the video. And he was gracious enough to come lend his time to the video, and he done a great job, you know. And with having him in there, he gave it some notoriety to get some traction, and he'd done a great job on it. And you know, and as far as, you know, on this video, the band's not in it, and I kind of like it better when the band's not in the video. It gives the director more of a time to tell a story with a very short amount of time. And so I actually didn't see it until it was done, and I was really happy with it.
Yeah, it's a pretty great music video. So now, your original bass player, Todd Harrell, was charged with vehicular homicide and situation that I believe is still ongoing. So, did that whole situation take a huge toll on the band, both emotionally and in terms of the band's momentum?
It definitely rocked our boat for a while there. You know, it was a lot to deal with. And, you know, I've known Todd a lot longer than I've been in a band with him. And I've known Todd since I was a little kid. And you know, and you hate to see that happen to one of your brothers. And you know, he made some very unfortunate decisions in his life, and you know, but all you can do is pray for somebody and hope that he gets his life straightened out and just wish him the best.
Now, the gap between this record and your last album, Time of Your Life, in 2011 is the longest gaps between albums in your career. So did you take your sweet time this time, or maybe it did a few things get in the way, such as the aforementioned legal situation with Todd?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that did take some time for us to kind of deal with that and get over that. But, you know, it was kind of, well, we put out, you know, Time of My Life in 2011, and we toured off it for a year, and then we put out a greatest hits record, and we toured off toured off that record for a year, and then we done a year-long acoustic tour, and really time just kind of slid by on us, and then we spent a year writing and recording this record, and it was a really big gap, and so we knew that when we put this record out that we really needed to come back as strong as we possibly could, and we did take our time because it had already been a while, and we didn't want to rush anything, but it definitely won't be as big of a gap in between this record and our next record, hopefully, but we're glad it's out and looking forward to touring off of it.
So you have your new bass player and guitarist, well, your guitarist player on the Greatest Hits record. So what have the new guys added to the fold?
Now, I'll tell you what, they fit as perfectly as you could ever ask someone to fit. You know, Justin, our new bass player, he's a great guy, and he's like my tour buddy. You know, me and him are always going and doing things together, and he's a great bass player. He has a great energy. He has a great attitude. And between he and Chet, they definitely brought some new flavors to the band and some new sounds and some new ideas, and those were really valuable on this record.
Now, Three Doors Down haven't toured Australia, have them? I only found a record of a couple of appearances in 2001, but I don't think those were four concerts.
Well, we've toured down there twice, but we only played a couple of times each time. I really, really hope that we get to come back down there and tour on this record. And actually, we have some things that hopefully we can work out that'll bring us back down there. Australia is a beautiful place, and I really regret the two times that we were there that we didn't get to spend more time because it's a beautiful place and the people are great. And I'm not just saying that. It really is an awesome place. And I hope this time that we do get to spend some time there, and I hope I get to bring my wife with me because I'd love for her to get to see it.
Awesome. Well, it'll be great to have you. So for Australians who haven't seen you perform, what is the Three Doors Down live show like?
It's a lot of songs that you know, and we also throw some songs in there that we enjoy playing and that fans might not have heard before, and maybe some deeper cuts on the record. But we don't stand on stage, we don't talk a lot, and kind of get carried away with the whole talk. And we believe in playing as many songs in the hour and a half as we possibly can. I think our hour and a half show is 22 or 23 songs. So we like to pack a lot in there, because I've always believed that you're not at a concert to hear the guy talk; you're there to hear the band play. And we have a good time at the shows. Our ultimate goal. It's for everybody to walk out of that venue with a smile on their face.
So you think when you come to Australia, considering it's been a while and many Australians haven't seen you, that you'll do a special set list for the Australian audience?
Yeah, we'll play as long as we possibly can. It's such a long way, really, that once you're there and you're on stage, you really should play as long as you can. And so I would definitely... I would expect an extended set down there, and we'll definitely play all the hits and some songs that people that have listened to the records would know, and some songs that people that haven't necessarily listened to the record would enjoy hearing, I hope.
So you guys are often labeled alternative rock and especially post-grunge, and people are obsessed with labeling things in music. So I just wanted to ask, what are your opinions on the so-called post-grunge label?
It's hard for me to call it anything. I've always had a problem with that, and not that anybody calls it anything, but I've always just kind of called us a rock band. That it seems like it gets broke down into so many little mini genres of music that I don't really know the definitions of them good enough to call us anything. I've always just called ourselves a rock band.
Over to you yourself, Brad. How did you get into music? Let's start from the beginning. When you were a kid or during high school?
Yeah, I started out as a drummer, and I've always enjoyed beating on things, whether it was pots and pans when I was, as far back as I can remember. My brother played drums, who's older than me. He played drums when he was in school, and I actually have a picture inside that on the back of it is written, I was 1 year old, and I was reaching over and beating on my brother's drums then. And I always just loved playing the drums and I loved music, and I grew up in Assembly of God Church, and so there was always a lot of singing going on there, and I have four sisters. They were always singing, and And so it was never anything foreign to me to walk around my house singing. And you know, I had my dad give me an old beater truck when I was like 12 or 13, and I could just drive around the neighborhood. Me and my friends would drive around singing, and music's always been a part of my life. And I became three of us started this band, and I was originally just a drummer. I only became the singer because nobody else could sing. While we were a local band, I was the drummer and the singer. And when I played on the first record on Kryptonite and all that stuff, and then after that, I kind of moved out from behind the drums and just became the singer. But you know, it's just always been a part of my life and always been something that I've loved to do. And I've been in this band since I was 16 years old, and now I'm 37. So I've actually been in Three Doors Down longer than I haven't been. I've been in it well over half my life, and I'm just really blessed and fortunate to get to play music for a living.
Beautiful. What were your like favorite bands growing up that influenced you?
You know, I grew up a lot on the kind of the 80s rock and roll bands, you know. I grew up listening to everything from Metallica to Bon Jovi and Poison and things like that, you know, on up through the grunge era and into modern music. And, you know, and I'm still influenced by things now. And it's not really something I can put my finger on exactly what influences me. I think it's just kind of little things that you hear here and there that you kind of pick up on, or little licks and songs that you hear that you kind of rub off on you, and kind of the overall vibe of music and movements and things like that. And but at the same time, you know, sticking to your own expression and to what you feel inside yourself.
Awesome. Now, final question. Do musicians from Mississippi, do they learn to count time by going one Mississippi, two Mississippi?
I don't know. Probably so. You know, I think kind of everybody learns it like that. But I think it probably maybe a little more heavily in Mississippi itself.
Awesome. Well, the new album, Us in the 90s, out now. Brad Arnold from Three Doors Down, thanks so much for joining us on the Mosh Pit on Sin.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
No worries. Have a wonderful day, and hope to see you down here soon.
Yes, sir, man. I hope to come down there soon. You have a wonderful day, too.
Thanks for listening to the Mosh Pit Backstage podcast. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and Omni. To find out more about the show, go to www.syn.org.au/moshpit. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/moshpitonsin, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at moshpitsin. The regular Mosh Pit radio show broadcasts punk, rock and metal tunes and interviews every Thursday nights on Sin 9.7 on FM and digital radios. Listeners outside of Melbourne, Australia can stream Sin 9.7 online at www.syn.org.au. Thanks to Vintage Ruin for the music.
Hi, this is Tomato from Flash Gun Apocalypse.
Hi, I'm Enid from Girls Go.
I am Phoebe Pinnock from Heaven the Axe.
Hey, this is Gary Olney of the Misfits.
Hey, this is Kat Sproul from Horizon's Edge, and you're listening to The Mosh Pit on Sin FM.
Hi, this is Aina from Leopard.
Hi, I'm Virginia Lilly from the band Lily.
This is Raul from 1449.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Ali from Uberhead.
Hey, everybody, this is Charlie Benante with Anthrax, and you are listening to The Mosh Pit on Sin.